Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why he
allowed
you to
go through
what you go through.
What you go through.
Well, listen.
Just know
he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your days.
Your days are filled with dark clouds.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is.
The sun is down.
And from the top of your
lungs, you shout.
Oh, can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hand.
He has his
hand on you.
Yes, he does.
He said,
he'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just for he will provide, yes he will, yes he will, just know he has his hands on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep telling, but you stay when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want to know. But just know he has his hands. He has his hands on you.
He has his hands on you.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. There to see you through. And when you cry,
he's holding you.
So you can just lift your hands up. He will heal. He will provide. No. We tend to forget.
song itself just preached a whole sermon, I'm sure, to many of you that are listening. Amen. Thank God for the reassurance. Amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, March 22nd. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, Season 3, brought to you always by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, sir. Good evening to you. How you doing?
Man, I can't complain, Doc. Can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. Making my way through.
Hey, man, Doc, that's the only way to do it. You know, we
a lot of times
we, you know, especially in this situation right now, man, we can't do too much. But you know, as long as we're making our way and we keep moving, man, we'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed, Doc. Yes, indeed. Oh, man, and it's good to hear your voice, man. We've been gone for a while, man. So you know, it's good to be back with you, man.
Same here, man. Same here.
Oh, yeah. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network, but the quickest way is to call the show. That number is 646-787-1798. Again, the number is 646-787-1798. You can press the number 1 during the show, and at the appropriate time, you will be placed in queue, and you'll be able to talk to Brother Hakim and myself. Amen. On this day and this week and through every situation that I go through, I have to tell you that I am happy, I am excited, and I am full of joy. Joy is something that nobody in this world can give me. Joy is given to me by my Lord and my Savior. So I experience joy right now. I have a sense of joy because I know that my God is still in the blessing business. Amen. And because my God is still in the blessing business, He will always see us victorious. Amen. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. All we have to do is just hold on. But I always like to open up the show with a word of prayer. I am a firm believer that prayer changes things. And right now, if you're not praying, I don't know what you should be doing. Amen. So let us go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, we just come to you thanking you. Thanking you, Father God, for blessing us. Thanking you, Father God, for keeping us. Thanking you, Father God, for showing us still yet again, Father, your grace and your mercy, Father. Father God, we don't deserve the things that you give us, Father. But we are blessed because you said, despite the fact, I will still give it to you. I will still allow my precious son to experience death on the cross for you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for giving us another chance, another opportunity to get things right. We know, Father God, that no matter what goes on in this world, we know, Father God, who to turn to. So I thank you, Father. I ask that you would bless everybody, Father God, within the sound of my voice. I would ask, Father God, that you would bless Brother Hakim, Father. You know what he needs. I ask that you would bless Sister Michelle, Father. You know what she's in need of. I ask, Father God, that you would bless me, Father. You know what I'm in need of. I don't know, Father God, what tomorrow holds or what tomorrow may bring, but I know who holds my tomorrow. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you all know, I spend a lot of time listening to the questions and answering the questions of my listeners, and I feel like it's important, it's very important to answer these questions and to answer them unbiased, because there are times that people really need to know and really have questions. Amen. So I have picked four questions for this listening audience, and here we go. The first question is, hello, Pastor D. I pray that all is well with you and your family. I pray that you are getting some well-deserved rest. But I want to ask you, are we being punished by God? I can't say yes that we're being punished by God, and I can't say no that we're not being punished by God. What I will say to you is that if God didn't send it, God allowed it. I will definitely say that. The reason why a lot of times we go through the things that we go through, it's simply because God is trying to get our attention. And if God is trying to get our attention, what better way than to show us the errors of our ways? And by doing that, times that we can turn to God because we see that we've been living a life that is not pleasing unto him. I am a firm believer that if we were in the Old Testament time, a time of law and wrath, and I say that because if you didn't follow God's law, you suffered his wrath. But thank the Lord now for grace and mercy, which means we don't deserve it, but he gives it to us anyhow. We are yet at the bottom of the barrel, but he pulls us up to the top. So I say that to say, no, I don't believe that God is punishing us, but I do believe that he's tugging at our hearts. And he's trying to get us to understand what his word says and what he expects for us to do as his people. Amen. The second question is, hello, Pastor D. It's your good friend, Brother Atheist. First, I do hope that you are doing well during this time, during this lockdown. I hope that all is well with you and your family. But here is the question. Did you shut down your church? And if so, why? Well, last Sunday we had a prayer and praise service. So no, last week I did not shut down. This week we did not have a physical service, but we had a conference call service where everybody was on a conference call and we had service that way. And everybody that attends my church was on a conference call. The reason why I did that was simply because I complied with what the government asked us to do. And that was to not have more than 10 people in your area at one time. You have to understand that though I could have easily had service, but I felt that there was a need for me to comply to the government because I did not want no one to get sick, and I did not want the government, who already told most of the pastors that and they fined more than 10 people in your area, that there was going to be a fine attached to it. Nobody wants to deal with that type of drama. Thus, yes, I did that, but the word still went forth. And I also sent you the access code and the conference call number so that you could listen. Amen. So, yes, the word still went forth. The people still gave God the praise, and everybody had a wonderful time because Jesus, as long as my Jesus is Lord and Savior, everything will be all right. Amen. Blessings to you, man. I continue to please send your whatever you your questions that you would have for me. Amen. The next question is, hello, Pastor D. My question for the people, and maybe you can help them to answer this question, is where is the faith that everyone claims when times are good? Well, I can't say what happened, what other people, where their faith is. I can only tell you where my faith is. My faith is strong, and it's in the Almighty. My faith carries me through. I thank God for my Jesus. Now, what everyone else deals with and how they deal with their faith in this time, you can't tell a person that they're not doing right. Let me explain something to you. No, I'll explain it in a minute, but I do want to say that God gives us all, we all have common sense as well as we should have our faith. So remember that God is a God that sees all and knows all. And he will bless us all in our due time. But also know that he gives us common sense. He gives us common sense. Amen. Some people can't just get out and do the things that other people can do because of health issues. Amen. So, and I know that your question was regarding people not coming to church because of this situation. But the word is still going to go forth. The church has to change, and there are times that the greatest ministries happen outside the four walls of the church. What am I saying? I'm saying that we have to sometimes go a different way to reach the people. Do different things to reach the people. I'm a firm believer in that. I am one of the ones who was the first ones to start a Facebook Live showing the churches in that I have seen in my little area that I have seen where churches went out and they preached the word and they did it on Facebook. I am one of the first ones. I'm not saying I'm the first, but I'm one of the first. Amen. So I'm a firm believer that you have to do things in order to reach people, different things in order to reach the people. And sometimes it's not always going to be in the four walls, inside the walls. The greatest ministry starts outside. So the faith of the people, I just want to ask you, are you showing the same faith that you are asking the people to show? Because if you are, that's the only faith that you have to be concerned with. Amen. The next question is, hello, Pastor D. Will we ever, after dealing with this situation, in your opinion, will we ever get back to a normal way of living? I would have to say, of course we will. You know, time and situations like this bring on a big change. I don't see the world getting back to a place of normalcy off, you know, straight the next day. No. I do see that things will change over time and things will get back to the way it's supposed to be, but it's going to take some time, absolutely. And through that time, you know, through that, the world will and we will heal. And through our healing, God will be there to continue to usher us through. I can't speak on the government things and the government side of things. I can only speak on on what the spiritual side is telling us. And God is not going to have things change. Things are not going to change drastically for us, because if we serve an all-knowing God, if we continue to serve God openly, he will continue to bless us. So if that's the case, we don't have to worry about normal life. All we have to worry about is staying focused on him. He's the one that gives us the blessings, and according to the word says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as long as my Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, life will remain the same for me. It's going to remain the same for you. Some situations may change, but my Jesus remains the same. Amen. I thank you, my listeners, for sending out the questions. It is a blessing to me, and I'm sure it is a blessing to you. I pray that God will continue to bless you and show you his grace and his mercy, so that we will all experience a blissfulness of time, a blissful time, and that God will open up some doors for you to see his wonderful works. Amen. Amen. With that being said, I want to take a few minutes and I want to discuss and talk to you about some things. For today's subject, faith or fear, I am not coming to you today with a bunch of notes and a prepared sermon, nor am I coming to you today with any rhymes or riddles. But I'm coming to you today as a man of God with a real thought. Are you one that's guided by faith or fear? In this world now, you find that fear, the fear of the unknown, is causing everyone to act differently. I, like everyone else, have experiencing a week of solitude, a week of lockdown, a week where I can't go out and do the normal things that I normally like to do. I have not been able to go out and enjoy a big slice of pepperoni pizza like I normally do, amen, and thus I am stuck here in my house, amen, in my area, which I am not complaining about, amen, because I thank God for what he has given me. But I have been experiencing through a lot of people a sense of fear. We're constantly being bombarded with messages and text messages and all these things about the martial law that's coming and what's going to happen with our families and all of this. But the Christian, in the midst of all of this, the Christian should remain with their faith. You see, the world is the one that comes in with the brinks with the brink of fear, and they're afraid of dying, and they're afraid that death is knocking at their door because of this disease and this pandemic that's going on. But I'm here to let you know that because of your faith, we as Christians are the ones that have been dealing with struggles our whole entire lives. And because we have dealt with struggles, this here is just a knock in the road for us, amen. It doesn't stop us from moving forward. It doesn't stop us from seeing what God has for us. It doesn't stop us from seeing God at the end of the day. What happens is it allows us to be able to tell somebody of God's saving grace. And because we can talk about God's saving grace, this is where our faith walks for us. This is where our faith carries us. This is where our faith shields us, protects us, guides us, leads us into another area. For me, I'm just enjoying the day. Day by day, I'm enjoying, because my God is going to see us through. Fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous and likely to cause pain and or if you are of this world and you are experiencing fear of the unknown, I ask right now that you would turn your life over to Jesus. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." The world will tell you to start preparing, start looking out for yourself. But I urge you as a Christian that you look out for yourself and your neighbor. Be afraid of what may happen tomorrow, because you know what? My Jesus is the Lord of today and tomorrow. My Jesus is the Lord of the living and the dead. And because my Jesus lives, I don't have to worry about it. But right now, I urge you as a Christian that is on the side of faith to start showing this world why we believe, to start showing this world why we serve, to start showing this world what it means in order to be a Christian. Too many times we sit back and we don't say nothing. We don't do anything because it seems as if this world don't care. But right now, we are the Bible that this world is reading. We're the Bible. I tell my members, I tell my friends, I tell my students all the time that there are times that we're the only ones that's holding up the bloodstained banner. We're the only ones that this world is seeing, and they're seeing Jesus. We are the only ones that when they look at the Bible, they look at us. Sometimes we're the only ones. And they want to see how we're going to react in a situation. But if you're guided by faith, you know that there's nothing that's going to come upon you. Nothing will happen to you. For the word truly says that God will supply all your needs according to his riches. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. I heard a pastor today say that it's time for us sometimes that maybe we need to sit down and take a break. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe God is asking us to sit down, to yield, as he said. Amen. There are times that God may be telling us, this is not going to kill you, this is not going to overtake you, but I need you to hear my voice. This world is going so deep into sin that they're not hearing the voice of God. You see, sin falls upon all of us, but you don't have to sin. You don't have to add to the sin. You don't have to do these things that we do. I know we fall into it. I know it happens. But at the end of the day, we don't have to let it affect us. God is calling us out of the dust, out of the shadows, out. He wants us. He's urging us to fall in line with him. To love on somebody. To be a blessing to somebody. To show this faith that we always talk about. I heard somebody the other day talking about buying tissue. And I was in line and just getting some items that I normally get for my house, amen. And this lady was saying, yeah, I almost got into a fight because I went into the dollar store and I got the last three boxes of toilet paper. Not four rolls. Or individual rolls, but the last three boxes. And there was a lady walking around the store for a half hour trying to find tissue. And as the lady saw that I got the last three boxes of tissue, she got upset and she almost tried to swing on me. Those three boxes. And I went on about my business. But where does God receive the glory in that? She says, thank you, Jesus. I got the last three boxes. Where does God receive the glory in all of that? Instead of looking at it that way, ma'am, you should have given the lady a box. A box of tissue. It wouldn't have hurt you to give a box of tissue. A box of toilet paper. These are the things that God is looking at. Humble yourself. Submit yourself to the will of God. And see what he will do for you. Are you walking in faith? Or are you pushed by fear? That's my question to you today. Where is your faith? Or are you governed by this fear? Psalm 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. I'm not worried about the things of this world. I'm not worried about what may happen. Keep moving forward and allow God to have his way in your life. When you do so, things will get a whole lot simpler for you. Faith is the substance of things unseen, but hoped for. I can't show you physically my faith, but through my actions, you should be able to see my faith. I am a preacher, born and bred. I am one that believe wholeheartedly in the Word of God. I believe it is my duty and it is my destiny to lead God's people into a new era of praise and worship. But it starts now. It starts what you do right now. I tell my church every Sunday that there should be a reason why you should be able to praise God. If it's nothing else but that he woke you up on this morning, your faith should make you praise God. Your faith in God should cause you to lift up your holy hands unto him. Not your fear. We don't fear. The church does not fear anything but God. Fear does not belong in the heart of a Christian. Keep your mind focused on your faith and not on fear. For when you allow fear to take hold and into your body, it causes sin. I urge you today to have your faith. Have your faith. And at this moment right now, as we are dealing with this pandemic, you should be enjoying yourself, keeping yourself clean, washing your hands, but not allowing nothing to stop you from giving God the praise. Because every day that you wake up, every day that you get out of your bed, and you're not sick and nobody has to help you out your bed, you should be praising God right then and there. Because he was faithful enough to you. You see, this morning I spoke on the benefits of the blood, because I've been hearing, I'm covered by the blood, but I also want to know, where is your faith? You can say the words, I'm covered by the blood, but where is your faith? Make sure that your faith is there just as much as the blood is upon you. I urge somebody today to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And let the Lord have his way in your life. To the unbeliever. To the world. You see, I have to tell you what the Spirit said to me the other day. The Spirit said to me, won't you tell them that the enemy is so bold right now that the enemy is attacking both the Christian and the non-believer. And the non-believers don't see it. They don't even believe that they're being attacked. They don't even know that they're being attacked by an enemy. I'm here to let you know. It's time that you turn your life over to Jesus. It's time that we open up the door for Jesus. We are being attacked. We are being killed. This virus is coming upon us. Whatever the government decides to do as far as martial law or whatever happens, It's time that you turn your life over to Jesus. You see, I know that this is not a normal Pastor Dante show and a show where I'm preaching a message, but I want to talk to you today because this needs to get out. It's time that we allow Jesus to come in and to be the head of our lives. Don't worry. Don't fear about your job. Don't be in fear about your food, what you're going to eat. Don't be in fear about what's going to happen to your children. If you believe in Jesus, believe and know that he will see you through. If you believe in Jesus, you know that he's going to take care of your children. If you believe in Jesus, you know he's going to take care of your job. If you believe in Jesus, you know he's going to take care of your wife. He's going to take care of your husband. He's going to take care of your household. He's going to take care of your church. He's going to take care of every situation, every problem, everything that comes upon you. Jesus is going to take care of it because you have your faith in him. And if your faith is in Jesus, my friend, my brother, my sister, my mama, my wife, my pastors, my fellow ministers, anybody that's hearing me on this day, keep your faith in Jesus. He's going to see you through. One of my friends who's a fellow pastor, he's a young pastor, and he has just started out, and he has a little small congregation, and he was so worried about what may happen because he had to shut his doors, and if his people were going to go on to another church, amen, and they gave him such a hard time, as many pastors have experienced a hard time from those who try to attack us because we may open up our doors or we may close our doors. But at the end of the day, I told this young man to keep your faith. Because even if your members do go on, God will supply you with more. God will keep your doors open even if they have to shut, but you have to find a new way to get to the people. Use what God has given you, the gifts that God has given you, to further his kingdom. It's either your faith or it's the fear. What do you choose? Choose wisely. As I think about the good brother Joshua, he told the people to choose ye whom on this day that you will serve. Whether it be the gods of the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and all those ites, or will it be the God that brought your people out of Egypt? Choose. Will you serve the gods that causes you to fear, or will you serve the one God that asks you, only thing I'm asking you for is your faith? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord because he is worthy to be praised. I thank God for a man named Jesus who got up on the cross for me, who set my soul free and said, my son, you do not have to worry because I got this. Do not fear this pandemic. Do not fear martial law. Do not fear any viruses. Do not fear what man can do to you. For I am your God, and I will see you through. Faith or fear? You decide. May God bless you, and may God keep you. I am excited today because God is about to do some awesome things in the lives of those who love him. But I want to ask you, are you ready to give your life over? Are you ready to turn over a new leaf, a new way of living, a new way of serving God? Are you ready? And if so, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived and that you died and that you rose again on the third day. Now, Lord, accept me into your family. I confess my sins before you, both knowing and unknowing, every word and every deed. I give it all to you. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my Redeemer. I am yours, and you are mine. In Jesus' name did I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it, salvation now belongs to you. Happy birthday. We had a young lady this morning on our conference call. They gave her life over to Jesus. That's good news to me. That's good news. I get excited when I hear people give their life over to Jesus, because they stepped out of fear and turned on their faith. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody on that may want to give a word?
Yes, I believe Brother Darius has been waiting patiently. Let's bring him in now.
Amen. 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 Good evening, Brother Darius. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend.
Good evening.
I want to speak about that fear versus faith. I'm believing that maybe God was doing this as a wake-up call.
Amen.
Because of all the negativity that's been going around this country since President Trump took over. With everything he has done, I think this was a way that I believe he was taking stuff away that people like for they were worshiping just to get our attention, that he was not pleased that he's still in control. You can't worship man.
Amen. I 100% agree with you. And if you would please allow me to just take it a step further, I'll speak on what you're talking about. Man worshipped Obama more than they worshipped God. Everybody thought Obama was the second coming of Christ, but they forgot who put Obama in office. It wasn't man, it was God. And instead of us giving God the praise for putting a good man in office, we worship the man. Just like before, history repeats itself. When Clinton got in office, everything was so good. Everything was so great. Then people took their eyes off God and put their focus on man. We have to get back to that. And God does things because God is a jealous God. Put no other gods before him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How was service today, Brother Darius?
Our service, it was like via the Zoom app today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my pastor did like a little, I didn't catch all of it, but he did like a scripture and ministered to us about this virus. And I've been watching other worship services on Facebook to keep my mind occupied.
Okay. Amen. Well, you know, that's the best way to do it.
And before I get off, I would love to say that a few weeks ago, this would be 2 weeks ago, my cousin got a new kidney. I've
Amen.
Been praying with her.
Amen.
And the funny thing was 3 weeks prior to that, I sent her a Bible scripture of Romans 8:18.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, thank you, I really needed it. Then now 3 weeks later, and I was about to get off my Facebook page, she posted on Facebook that she's getting a new kidney. And I thought, I said, let me just read this. Almost 1 o'clock in the morning, I had to stop and read this.
Amen.
And all I said was, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All she went through.
Amen. 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 And again, Doc, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. And all that she went through, but her faith kept her whole.
Yeah.
Her faith kept her whole. And it's not that, you know, I'm not saying that sometimes we don't fall into situations and we have to be reminded. See, what you did was you reminded her of her faith. You reminded her of what God can do as long as she keeps the faith. And God did exactly that. When you keep the faith, sometimes our faith will cause us, sometimes, you know, our situations will cause us to sometimes fall into a situation where we would think like, oh my God, you know, is God hearing us? But when we are reminded, he always comes through for us. And that's what that was. He came through for her. And I thank the Lord that he did that. And I thank the Lord that you reminded her about her faith. Bless you, Doc.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Akim, do we have anybody else on that may want to give a word?
We have a few people on. I thought we had one. Sorry, they hung up.
Amen.
For those who are listening, just press the number one. I can bring you right through and you can get your chance to speak to the pastor. We have about 5 minutes left, so this is your time.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Okay,
how are things? Oh, we got someone. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
So, this is your time.
Yeah. Hello, Pastor.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
Oh, we got someone. Amen.
Yeah, this is Pastor Prince.
Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Amen.
How you doing, Pastor Thompson? This is Pastor Prince.
Hey, praise the Lord. So I would ask that you please turn down your speaker because it's a feedback.
Amen.
How you doing, Pastor
Thompson?
This is Pastor Prince.
Praise the Lord. So I would ask that you please turn down your speaker.
Is that better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Bless you, Pastor. How you doing on this this fine evening?
I'm doing well. I enjoyed your message tonight. I really
Amen.
Did. God bless you. It was very encouraging.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you. You, as you know, have always been one that I've always looked up to. This here I want to introduce to you all is my former Sunday school teacher, amen, and a brilliant man in the Lord, amen, and I have had the opportunity now to serve with him as in this thing we call Methodism, this great thing we call Methodism, amen, and we serve together as colleagues, as pastors of different churches, but he has always been there to guide me and to help me along the way, and I just thank God for this wonderful pastor.
Well, I receive that. I thank God for how you are just moving forward like a thunderstorm, letting people know that God is real and challenging Amen. Us to do what thus says the Lord. Amen to you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And bless you, sir, and bless you, and bless the wonderful members of ISA Memorial CME Church. Amen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We did ours by the telephone chat today. We had some challenges, but we had a few people on. We praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, we did the same thing this morning, and the challenges tried to get us to Pastor, but we made it through, and God seen us through, and it was a wonderful service, And I praise God for him, and I praise God for you. I praise God for all the members of this great Zion.
All right, Pastor, you take it easy. I'm going to listen to the end and let you close. God bless you.
Yes, sir. God bless you too, sir. Thank you. Amen. All right, Brother Ken, we got just about 3 minutes. Is there anybody else that would have a word for us?
Okay, folks, this is your time. Just press the number one. We have a few folks on the line who are listening. I know you're enjoying it. But you want to give a prayer to someone who's in need, or here we are.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Jubilee
Hello.
Affair. Hi. Welcome.
My pastor.
Amen.
This is one of yours.
Yes, sir.
This
Sister Campbell, how you doing? Amen.
I'm,
amen. Well, I know your voice.
I'm doing rather well. God is good
amen.
In spite of me.
Amen.
No, I was.
Amen.
Thank you for your message on fear. Because
yes,
fear ma'am. Is the tool of the devil. And this is a Antichrist war. It's not a war of good. This is against good against evil. This is a
That's
war
right.
that. As Christians are being taught to become aware. That's why he talks about dressing ourselves. And again, I thank you for your leadership, and I'm a member of your congregation as you memorial for your need.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Sister Campbell. You've always been one to help along and to push this ministry and to encourage me, and I thank God for you and for your presence, and I ask God that he will continue to bless you and keep you.
You first, Pastor. You first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Amen.
Oh, yes.
And as we prepare to close, I just want to tell you to please stay safe. Please use, along with your faith, use some common sense. Stay off the streets if you have to. Look after your loved ones. Check in on the elderly. Be a blessing to somebody. And on behalf of the good Brother Hakim, Brother Darius, all of our guests, this is Pastor D. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. We are signing off. Good night, and God bless.